BBC News with Tom Watts. Turkey's governing party has lost control of Istanbul after a rerun of the city's mayoral election. The opposition candidate, Ekrem İmamoğlu, praised his cheering supporters for supporting democracy. He said his victory was a new beginning for the country's biggest city. His narrow victory in March's poll was annulled by the electoral authorities after complaints of irregularities from the governing AK party. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Prague, demanding the resignation of the Czech Prime Minister, Andrej Babiš. The billionaire businessman is facing a criminal investigation into fraud allegations. Ethiopia's Army Chief of Staff, General Ciara Mekonnen, has been shot dead by his own bodyguard in the capital, Addis Ababa. He and another officer died trying to prevent an attempt by a rogue officer to seize power in a northern region. The killing follows a number of other attacks, seen as attempts to stage a coup against Ethiopia's reformist Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have attacked an airport in southern Saudi Arabia, killing one person and wounding several others. Saudi media said a suspected drone had hit the car park of Abha Airport, which is used by thousands of passengers. At least 14 people were killed and 50 injured in western India when a thunderstorm caused a huge tent to collapse. Officials said hundreds of locals had gathered for a Hindu religious event in Rajasthan when the tent fell down. Some were electrocuted. An indigenous community in the Peruvian Amazon region of Loreto has appealed to the government to send them drinking water after crude oil from a pipeline break contaminated the Marañón River. Tons of crude oil has leaked into the jungle in recent years. And in football, England are through to the quarterfinals of the Women's World Cup after a 3-0 win over Cameroon.